So, welcome to everyone. I was wondering if somebody has something over the days to talk about, to be discussed. We can start with that. Yes, please.
When I do meditation.
When you do meditation, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, there's a lot of voices around.
Yes.
So that it slowly becomes narrower, the voice.
Uh-huh.
But in the end, it becomes one.
One sound.
One sound.
Uh-huh.
One voice.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what is that voice.
Uh-huh. Okay, so like first thing, because since you hear that that sound, so what is that sound for you? Like how you perceive that?
Sometimes it's the mind.
And this is the.
It's like a shepherd that shows me the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Changing. Like sometimes you feel it's your mind. Sometimes you feel it's beyond your mind. So I think, you know, this is the answer, you know. Sometimes like when you like in the beginning there are you and many, means sounds of many, many friends and you know this and that. And when that is left, you are left with your own sound, means what you say mind. And when you are also beyond that, then maybe as you say you are being led, means something beyond you. If that makes sense,
I was surprised. Beyond would have a different form than the same voice.
Yeah, but like the, you know, like if beyond has a different sound, how will you recognize? Like that is the question. Like, you know, maybe beyond has a different sound, and when you recognize, like when I recognize, because of my limitation, I translate that, you know, my way. This also is possible, that beyond has a beyond sound, but I could only translate according to what I know, you know, according to my limitedness. So that is also possible. Thank you. Yes, please.
Kind of a simple question. You talked about dealing with difficult people.
Dealing with?
Difficult people.
Uh-huh.
Strong mind.
Uh-huh.
And I found that this is my greatest anxiety. I'm going living in India in 5 days.
In 5 days?
Yeah.
So soon.
Right.
Okay.
I've been here for 6 months.
Yeah.
And my greatest fear is going home to deal with my brother.
Uh-huh.
Who is really just, he's fixed and he knows how life should be led.
Yeah.
And I find myself actually amazed with how much fear is inside of me, because I want peace with him so badly. But no matter what I do, even if I respond to him in silence, it causes a reaction.
Yeah.
And I find myself kind of playing like strategizing on like how can I approach this or handle this in a way that is peace. And I guess my question is there a way to do that? And
yeah, okay. Yeah, so I think, you know, brothers are difficult, you know. So, since you are sister, you know, so like if you keep quiet, you know, this will be, of course, disturbing him because, you know, he really sees you as his sister. So, like, one way could be that, you know, you respond in his language, like the way he wanted to be responded, but without being touched, you know, without feeling anything from that. Like you respond, you know, same language, but knowing that this is a game you are playing.
No, this is again my...
This is the game.
The game.
Yeah, you are playing with him. And you are not touched with the response because, as you say that, you know, he's not going to change, like, in near future, maybe later.
I'm very glad.
Yeah, so like to be in peace, it's like, you know, this game, like kind of like responding in the same language, you know, maybe even sometimes, you know, in a fighting mode, you know. As brothers and sisters do, you know, but without, you know, inside feeling that. The fight, the anger, you know, like really expressing but without feeling.
So, responding to him and allowing the anger to be there or allowing...
No, like not anger, you know, without anger, playing the anger, kind of.
Playing it.
Yeah, playing it. Because you want peace. So if you allow anger, you know, it's very difficult to be in peace while you allowed anger.
So how do I separate playing anger from feeling anger?
Yeah, you know, like without feeling anger, you can really play anger. Yeah, like without really having to feel, you know, in respond to him, you can just play anger. It's possible.
So you're saying, yeah, the peace is inside.
Peace is inside.
Between us,
no.
Necessarily.
Yeah, peace is inside. Mm-hmm. If you don't disturb your inside peace, you know, then peace will stay. And since you know, your brother is not ready to change, you know, and also not ready to listen to you, so what can you do? You know, you can only take care of your peace and let brother be your brother. You know. You are?
How long does that take to learn?
You know, I think, you know, you start and you will learn. Yeah. Like, you just tell yourself that you are not going to get angry, you know. You are going to play angry, and, you know, it will come. So that means I have liberty to go into Kabir. Am I allowed or? Okay, so thank you for. So today Kabir singing Jantri Jantra Anupam Baje Vake Ast Gaganmukh Gaje Tu hi baje, tu hi gaje, tu hi liye kar dole Ek shabd mein raag chhatiso anahad bani bole Mukh ke naal श्रवण के तुम्बा सतगुर साज बनाया जिभ्यातार नासिका चरई माया मोम लगाया गगन मंदिल में भयो उजियारा उल्टा फेर लगाया कहें कबीर जन भये विवेकी जिन जंत्री मन लाया Kabir describing like ourselves as like instrument, we can say maybe. Musical instrument and like he's saying the sound which is coming he's calling anupam means there is no example for that like in case you know you have to describe something which is found in your country and not in India so you will just find something closer to that in India and say this is like this and Kabir is saying since there is nothing like that so very difficult to describe that and vake ast gagan mukh gaje Like when life is really, really attuned to life. Like say, one example, you know, if my life is attuned to my body, like, so all responses coming from me will be pro to my body. Kind of like whatever I will say, my body will be kind of the main of that, you know, Like that will be considered first and in response to my body, all my words will be. Like this is one kind of a space. Then another kind of a space, say, psychological, you know, like I can have a psychological space of me and responding according to that. Like if according to my belief systems and like this could be another, then maybe deeper than that I could respond according to my heart. Deeper than that, I could respond according to my soul. And then, like so on. Like if I'm attuned to my body, my responses will be different. If I'm attuned to my psychology, my responses will be different. If I'm attuned to my heart, my responses will be different. If I'm attuned to soul, responses will be different. And here Kabir is saying that when somebody is attuned to life, like like from the soul, there are four more, like the eighth one will be the life, you know, from the soul collective unconscious, collective conscious, and kind of cosmic conscious, and then what is, like the eight kind of spaces to respond. So saying, when instrument is attuned to the life, to the, you know, the eight, the last space we can call, then he's saying, like somehow, like say my physical mouth, then my psychological mouth, then my heart mouth, then my soul mouth, then my collective unconscious mouth, collective kind of. So Kabir is saying like all of them, like when attuned to life happens, all the mouths speaks appropriate. Like prior to this, you know, if I'm attuned to my body, my mouth will be speaking pro to my body, you know, always like considering me, not considering anyone else. Like my responses will be pro to my body. And when I'm responding from from the life, so saying all the mouths, you know, all eight mouths, they will speak appropriately. Means I will consider my body as well as everyone, and response will be like very much pro to all, like everything considered, and like pro to all response will come. And now saying, tu hi baje, tu hi gaje, tu hi liye kar dole. Like generally, when some musical sound is made, generally there is the instrument, there is the somebody who is playing the instrument, and so saying like in this situation, when life gets attuned to life, like same thing is the instrument, as well as same thing is the player of instrument, and sound is also same, like there is no difference in sound, in instrument, in the player of instrument, like all happens from the same thing, you know, they are not separate. एक शब्द में राग क्षति सो अनहद वाणी बोले. And probably attuned life like is one raga which contains all 36 ragas. Ragas are the musicians, I think they know, like ragas, like different, you know. So from this attuned like generally like the, there is something solid and the life together, like when I'm responding from my body, means responding is solid, like body is solid, and together with body, like life, so responses come from the life and solidity, like both. And this, like, you know, in psychology also, there is solidity and the life, like in all the steps, there is something solid and the life together responding. But at the end, there is no solidity, you know. There is this, solidity is not there, and life is able to respond, like life is able to speak without having to have an instrument, without having to have a body, a psychology, like. So he's saying like, when life speaks, not through any solidity, then he's saying anahat means sound which doesn't need any solidity to make sound. So saying like that sound comes, that kind of life comes when we let go of all solidity and like logically it doesn't seem that that will be possible because we have no experience, like we have only experience speaking through mouth, you know, only experience having used some solidity in order to make sound. So that's why it's very difficult to really conceive this concept that that is possible. But once somebody hears that, or once that is experienced, then it's not difficult to to see that that is possible. That is from the matter, you know, from the kind of like a, you know, like it could be, you know, like the psychological, you know, like the softwares, all they are solid. So some solidity, some kind of it could be seen not solid, but it still will be solid.
Like it has some identity or some.
Yeah, have some kind of like, yeah, some system, you know, some rule. Mm-hmm. And when systems are not there, like generally we think if systems are not there, like we cannot be. Like there is no experience of life without a system, generally. And this is where the kind of like confusion comes, that that is not possible. But I think all the people who know, they say that that is possible. Like he said, they say that when life is attuned to life, like all it mouths, you know, they speak appropriately, like everything is in proper place, kind of like, or appropriate, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it that also some people who reach this space?
Who reach this place,
yeah. They're also like giving up the body? Or
giving
up the body, or like doesn't care about the body? Just for example, like they don't. But it seems to me that it's not always really getting to balance. Like once you reach the.
Probably like a. Because, like, you know, what is happening? It we start from the body, like, you know, body, like the what we have is the body, and responding from the body. So when we start a spiritual life, like it's, we start from the body, and in order to become more subtle and more subtle, it seems like we have to reject, like in the beginning. And I think that works, you know, that like when you reject, then only you, like kind of like walk inward. So probably to some people, you know, this rejection gets stronger, like, you know, rejecting body. And maybe because of this, you know, like when you suddenly reach to kind of like this, what Kabir is describing, where you see that, you know, it's possible to do everything without body. So maybe this rejection kind of takes over. So some people, you know, to some people that happened.
So it actually has momentum, the practice before
itself. Yeah. Because of that momentum, you know, like some, this happens to some people, but not to everyone, you know. And now Kabir is trying to describe how, like, how this instrument could be prepared. You know, how like, how it's possible to respond from the life. And he's saying, मुख के नाल श्रवण के तुम्बा सतगुरु साज बनाया. And every time he points, Kabir points out, Satguru means like if we watch our life, I will be attracted to something. You know, if I see a flower, I will walk towards. But if I don't see anything, you know, there is no attraction to walk to. Like, you know, I think it's almost impossible to walk without having seen something. So why he every time says sat, like in a teacher or a satguru? Because since we have to walk towards nothingness, you know, where nothing is seen, so how we will be motivated? Probably seeing life of someone, you know, like someone is living a kind of like a loving life, you know, a different life than our life. And probably seeing that life, we could be attracted towards nothingness. And this is why every time he calls that this could be managed only in the company of, like, teachers, you know, because, and why? Because otherwise we will be distracted, you know, there will be so many things, you know, like I will be walking towards nothing, you know, maybe, and then somebody turns on radio and I will be attracted to this song, you know. Like, this is human nature, you know, to be attracted to something. I will see some flower, you know, and I say, okay, I will take care of nothingness after. You know, first let me take care of this. So probably this is why he's saying that, like, this life towards nothingness is possible only via seeing life of someone, like really acknowledging that maybe this kind of life is also possible for me, and then only I walk towards nothingness. So that's why he, you know, it's not kind of like, probably he's not advertising kind of the gurus, you know, like he has not taken any fee from them. So like it's kind of like what he's saying makes sense, you know, like seeing us, his suggestion makes sense, because like seeing us, you know, that I'm sure I will be distracted many, many times on the way, you know. Nothingness is not that attractive to me as other things, as long as I haven't had an experience of that. Once I had an experience, you know, then nothing else will attract me, you know, other than that. But as long as I haven't had, life of someone will be very, like, kind of like motivating. So that's why he's saying, Satgur. So saying that this instrument like in making this instrument, what is needed is saying the ears, the mouth, tongue, nose, and like if we watch our senses, they are open towards outside. And in order to make the instrument, saying like we really have to be opening our senses inwardly towards inside, and so saying mouth can be the trunk of this instrument, and hearing, the ears could be like this, from the fruit they make this, like sitar, guitar. So tumba means this green pumpkin. Like ears can be green pumpkin in this case, and tongue will be the threads, and nose, like where you tie the threads, and natural attraction of outside. Like could be used as wax for the thread. गगन मंदिर में भयो उजियारा उल्टा फेर लगाया. And this way, he is saying that the space of life will be enlightened, like the space within will be enlightened and saying like ulta fair lagaya, like generally our attraction is to outside, like all attraction, everything like nose goes out, eyes go out. Ulta fair means if this attraction can be within, like it, if it goes other way around, so then slowly getting subtle and more subtle, this space within appears full of light. And I think all the people who reach there, they report that certainly there is light, there is probably this is why we call enlightening, means light in happens. कहें कबीर जन भय विवेकी जिन जंत्री मन लाया. And Kabir is saying like certainly those people who used their instrument of body this way, certainly they became wise one. They really somehow this inside space light and wisdom somehow they go together. Like once this space inside fills with light, also fills with life, also fills with wisdom. So Kabir asking us really to to look within for that light and try to try to kind of like go other way around, not towards natural way, towards outside. Try to go within, and certainly this space will be found. And space will be full of light, and life will be accompanied by wisdom and So he's saying, all what we need to do is get attracted to this instrument or this inner space where possibility of light and wisdom is, and walk slowly, gently, with patience, with like with trust, so that you are least disturbed in this journey. So I think this is what his suggestion is. So if anyone has any questions, please, welcome. Patience is very important, otherwise, you know, like, because it's walk is towards nothingness. So if patience is not there, you know, in one day I will change my mind 7 times at least, more than that. So that's why patience is very important, because not to change the mind. But certainly, like a almost, when you walk, so you can only see your footsteps, you know. In this way, there are no footsteps. So only your foot will be the steps. And this is why it's, having patience, it makes it easy. Otherwise, since there is nothing, so... So that's why patience and trust also, because of course when you see that there is not even a footprint of a bird, you know, or a lion, you know. So even if birds doesn't go, even if lions doesn't go, you know, why should I go? Kind of. So this is why I think it's very important to kind of so maybe some quiet time.